Welcome to the Member Engagement Show, the podcast for association professionals, brought to you by Higher Logic. I'm your host, Kelly Whalen, and in each episode, we'll talk to guests whose expertise will help you gain new members, boost retention, and deepen member involvement, all goals that can transform your organization. I invite you to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode, and visit us at higherlogic.com/podcasts to catch the best of past episodes. Now, let's start the show. Welcome back to the Member Engagement Show. Today, I'm joined by Devin Timbrook. She has been with Higher Logic for 2 years as a sales engineer and recently made the move to the sales enablement team. And she has 7 years of experience working with associations and nonprofits at Higher Logic and in a previous role with Cvent to help them find scalable ways to engage their members. So welcome, Devin. It's great to have you on the show.
Thanks, Kelly. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. So for our listeners, one of Devin's areas of expertise is helping associations explore opportunities to use automation to save time and personalize the member experience. And in fact, she'll be teaching a session on automation at Superforum 2024. So I wanted to have her on the show to share some of the tips she'll be teaching at the conference. To get us started, Devin, how have you observed the landscape of association management evolve with the integration of online community automation tools and marketing automation tools?
Yeah, I love that question, Kelly. So one of the things that I've observed just with my conversations with various associations as automation has come into play is the ability to adapt it and try to make their lives a little easier, right? So being able to do more with less. A lot of the associations I talk to on a day-to-day basis, they have small teams and everybody on that team wears a lot of hats. So if you're in the association space, that probably resonates a lot as you know that this isn't just my title. I also do this and that and a little bit of this over here. And so bringing automation in has been a powerful way to allow technology to help you work smarter, to be able to get more done, and to have that time available to do everything else that is on, you know, everybody's growing to-do list.
Yeah, I think that's a great call out because I think every job description I ever looked at when I worked in the association space, it always had something to do with like juggling multiple priorities or wearing multiple hats. And that's definitely what my experience in that space was. So I know for my work, being able to automate things really made a huge difference to being able to get things done and create that really engaging member experience for our members.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that leads into really nicely my next question about what would you say are some of the challenges associations face that automation helps address? Like you started talking about saving time.
Yeah, saving time is across the board one of, I think, the most consistent themes that I hear when I'm speaking with associations, nonprofits. That is a big struggle. You know, everybody likes to say we all have the same 24 hours in the day, but you know, my 24 hours are a little bit different than yours, than, you know, somebody like Beyonce who has personal assistants and people helping her out all the time. So wanting to maximize on the time that we do have available is always a big theme. I think being able to not have to do everything manually. So when you think about whether it's communicating to your members or being able to invite members to join in on conversations happening inside of your community or register for events, anything that associations can do to make that process less manual is always a big win. I love it when I'm speaking with associations that are using some sort of technology, whether that's a community or whether it's some sort of marketing automation tool. And we talk about different ways that you can set up those automated elements to keep the engagement going, to make sure you're hitting your members at the right time with the right content or the right call to action. And everybody gets really excited about that and light bulbs start going off and, you know, ideas are flowing about different ways that you can use automation to make life a little bit easier.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what my experience of it was as well. I think one of the game changers that we experienced at my last association was we integrated our Higher Logic marketing instance with our AMS, and that enabled us to automate just like list uploads, which seems okay. Like maybe like a silly small thing, but the amount of time it saved was huge because instead of us having to download the list from we had used IMIS. We also used an instance of Salesforce that's for associations. Both of those we had up integrated with our marketing platform. And we, previous to integrating, had to download those lists and then format them appropriately to put them into our marketing platform. But once we were integrated, we just automated that list up run, which was really nice because then we could automate our member welcome campaigns because we could tell it, these are exactly the folks that are new members. You can just ping them with a member welcome campaign. Or we could say, oh, these folks have shown an interest or they've marked their interest category in Salesforce as XYZ. So add them to this list so that when we have stuff that's related to their interests, we can just send that right over without having to like take the time to manually download the list and then upload it to the marketing platform. So that was really huge for us. And I think that extended too into our community platform. Once we got that, we ended up being able to kind of funnel people into specific communities, which was great as well, because again, based on their interest areas that we were tracking in our AMS, we could just automatically have automation rules set up to funnel them right into a community that talked about those specific areas that they cared about.
Yeah, I think, Kelly, what you just said there in terms of that integration, right, that's a big point and a huge advantage when you think about being able to use automation to the fullest extent of its capabilities. Honestly, at the core of things, it doesn't really matter what your tech stack is. If it can all speak to each other, you're saving yourself a ton of time and effort. You think about a larger association. You have members that come to an event or even non-members that come to an event and how you want to be able to follow up with those members. You just described, right? You export that list from your AMS. You then are dividing it into who attended, who didn't attend. You want to personalize that communication a little bit more. Now you have to think about, okay, what are their areas of interest? Did they go to certain breakout sessions at the events? That might control how you're following up with those members or non-members as well. So when you have that component of my AMS is speaking to my community or to my event registration platform, and that's speaking to my marketing automation platform, being able to automate the data flow from one system to the next and have that communication go out personalized based on the experience or the journey that that member went through, they're more engaged, your job just got easier, and you're seeing more return on that investment and that effort that you're putting into it. So I think integration is a huge part of being successful with automation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'll say for listeners who aren't integrated yet, it's certainly doable to do it without integration. It kind of just requires, in my experience, it required having like a lot of notes to myself of like, make sure you upload members at this time on Mondays because you have XYZ automated marketing campaign going out and you want to make sure your member list is up to date. But it is a heck of a lot nicer once you have that integration and stuff's just happening automatically.
Yeah, I was thinking of it as like you're shopping on a website, right? And they have packages for good, better, best. So good, automation. Better, integrated automation. Best, multiple tools being integrated to drive that automation, right? So definitely feasible, but you get that just top-notch experience when you have those tools all working together and that automation flowing from one to the next.
Yeah, I feel like on the topic of like personalization that you can use once you've got that automation set up, I remember we used a combination of a member list that was automatically uploading to our marketing platform to then have a dynamic content block in our messages, or I think HireLogic calls it story level targeting. I always call it dynamic content because I was originally a Real Magnet customer. So we had set that up so that in all of our emails that went out, there was a block for members and for non-members so that it said like, hey, if this person's on a member list, thank them for being a member or tell them about their latest discounts. And if they're a non-member, tell them what they're missing out on. And that was great because I never had to actually like, I didn't have to set that up every time. It's not like I had to put like a little pitch for membership in all of our messages for our non-members. It was already a block that I had created that I just had to drop in and it would show members one message and non-members another message. And it was just automatically doing that marketing work for me, which was amazing.
Yeah, we like to say set it and monitor it.
Not forget it.
Yeah, let's not forget about it just in case anything changes or we need to update anything, or maybe that block is a call to action for, you know, something around events and that event has come and gone. So always monitoring and updating, but being able to set it and not have to constantly add it in, huge time saver and just ease of mind with making sure you're getting that right message out.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like I've been running my mouth a little bit, but Devin, do you have any examples of online community automations or marketing automation that are some of your favorites that you've seen folks implement?
Yeah, when I'm on conversations with our team and we're speaking with associations, nonprofits that maybe don't have a community yet, one of the biggest areas of concern is, how do I let my members know about the community and how do I drive engagement to the community, right? So with HireLogic's Thrive community specifically, we have this amazing feature that we call our automation rules. And I like to say it's your virtual assistant, right? It's that little element in the background that is doing work for you so that you don't have to remember to do it. So I always speak to, okay, we integrate with your AMS, whatever that might happen to be, and then we're moving anybody who's tagged as a member in your AMS over to HireLogic automatically, right? So to our conversation a few minutes ago around integration and the value there. You can also, you know, obviously upload a list, that's fine too. But then based off of, okay, we've had the community for 30 days, we've added our members to it, automatically you can have an email or a trigger going out saying, Kelly, we noticed you haven't logged in or accessed our member benefit of the community yet. Click here to log in now. So being able to automate that outreach to your members to remind them, we have this community. It's this great benefit. Check out these conversations that you're missing. And all of that gets dropped into an email that is automatically sent. It's automatically being updated with the latest and greatest conversations or things that are going to be relevant to that member that we're targeting based off of interest they've identified in their AMS or whatever that data is that we're pushing over. So it's personalized, it's touching on people who haven't logged in yet, and it's doing it without you having to press any buttons. You set that rule. They haven't logged in 30 days. Let's hit that email. Maybe they have logged in, they haven't posted yet, right? They're a little gun shy. So I always like to talk about the fact that you can automate that outreach to suggest what a first time post might look like, or maybe bring some posts that people have asked questions, or, you know, this one's got a lot of conversation going. Perhaps you might be interested in joining in on that conversation to encourage members to get engaged with that community and with that forum. So I love pointing those out, especially to net new customer members. Community members. If you have a community already that, you know, is thriving and it's doing a great job and you have new members that just aren't accessing it, using those automations to encourage and invite new members to join as well, even if the community itself isn't new. So that behind the scenes where you're setting that rule, you're determining what's triggering that automation, but the system's doing it on its own. So you don't have to go in and hit a button or draft an email or draft a message or even run a list of who hasn't accessed the community, right? All of that is being done behind the scenes through rules and requirements that you're setting up behind the admin portion of the community. So those are my favorite ones to point out and set up. There are other great runs around. Think of simple things like, you think about LinkedIn or even a dating site will tell you that pictures get more interactions, right? Same thing with your community. So if you have members in your community that haven't uploaded a profile picture yet, let's automate outreach to them, reminding them to upload a profile picture, show people who you are, right? It's a digital world. We're on Zoom calls. We're hiding behind cameras. So let's get those faces out there and make sure everybody can know you so that you get the opportunity to see them live at an event. They're like, oh, I know you. I've seen you in the community. So just little things like that go a long way to just better the member experience and make your time more valuable because you're not having to do these things manually.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's something too that depending on someone's level of like comfort with digital spaces or understanding of the infrastructure that is underneath all of that, I know if I were talking to my mom, like, and she gets like an abandoned cart message, she's like, how did they know? Yeah. And like, this is the how it knows. Like, yes. This is, you know, I really like how the examples that you shared show that you can really capitalize on the behavior of your members that you're seeing or not seeing. So, or that the systems are tracking for you and saying, oh, this person is logging into the community or this person isn't logging into the community. Or one thing that I wish that I could like test out now, although I have no reason to test it out, but I've heard of other people implementing it, is like if you have a job board, for example, linked up with your community, you could follow up with people who are looking for jobs in the job board or posting jobs in the job board but aren't a member yet. You could literally automate, like follow up to them and say like, hey, we saw that you like work in this field. Did you know we have a bunch of resources for people who work in the field that you're looking for jobs in? And I just think that kind of makes people feel like you're paying attention to what they care about without having to manually, like you said, without having to like upload a list or manually like figure out who's doing what. Like the system will just figure it out for you and send those notifications.
Yeah, I think that's huge. I was actually just having that job board conversation with somebody a few minutes ago where we were talking about why it's so valuable to bring your community and your job board together. I think another great example is if you've ever posted anywhere, social media, a community, and you ask a question and it's just crickets, right? You're like, oh gosh, did I ask a silly question or nobody's available to answer my question? So another great opportunity to automate some elements there is to be able to say, okay, if this question's gone 7 days and nobody's commented or replied to it and there's just nothing happening there, we don't want our members to get discouraged from posting again. So sending an email or a notification out to your most engaged members and saying, hey, there's some unanswered questions. We would love it if you could maybe take a look at this and see if this is something that you could answer. Or even knowing that they've interacted with engagements or posts like that before based off community activity, based off of, you know, areas of interest that are marked in the AMS, tapping in that group to answer that question or to comment or just to get the conversation going. Because, you know, you ever look at a post and you're like, oh, I don't want to be the first one to answer, but then it just sits there and nothing's happening. So encouraging your members to respond and to help each other out and to get that conversation going, great use of automation, especially inside of a tool like a community.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because then it's like, it's connecting the members together too, like creating these opportunities for members to give back and say, oh, I could answer that question really quickly. And that's going to make me feel like warm and fuzzy inside because I helped somebody out and I answered their question. In my personal life, I'm part of like a diabetic cats community because my cat is diabetic. And it's the same thing there. Like I get little notices that are like, oh, someone asked a question about, you know, feeding or whatever. And then sometimes I'm like, oh, I have 5 minutes. I'll go answer that question. But if I didn't get that notice, I wouldn't necessarily have logged in that day because I wasn't looking up something myself. But seeing that someone else had a question that I've already figured out the answer to, it's just nice to be able to like give back and say, well, someone helped me out when I first started out here. And now I get a chance to help someone else out because this community reminded me that this question needs an answer.
Exactly. Yeah, I love it. It's like the little random acts of kindness and getting all the warm fuzzies going.
Yeah, yeah. On the marketing automation side, I feel like I have a little more like experience doing that than on the community side. And I will say automating event campaigns was such a game changer. Automating member onboarding and automating membership renewal campaigns. Those are like the top three that I feel like I did start with and I would start with if I had to do it again. Because the event campaigns felt like a good entry point to setting up an automated campaign. Because there's definitely a level of getting used to like, okay, I have to draft a series of messages that go together for this campaign. And if you're not exactly sure what you might draft or put together for the event, I think events have like a lot of, in my mind as a marketer, like a lot of very like common touch points. Like you're going to let folks know that registration is open and then you're going to do maybe an agenda highlight and then you're going to tell people whether the event qualifies for credit or what have you. And then you're going to do like a last call. So those messages, I think if you already have that kind of cadence or that idea of the communications you send out for that type of campaign or for your onboarding campaign, or maybe for your member renewal campaign, I love those as a starting point for automating your marketing. Like if you haven't done it yet, I know a lot of people now are aware of the value of marketing automation, but if you haven't like tried to tackle it, I think those three types of campaigns strike me as really straightforward, or at least you can start with them straightforward. And then if you're like, ooh, now I've got it set up, maybe I'll add a couple little like tracks to this of like, oh, if they click on this message, but they don't register for the event, then they get this message. Or if they register, I funnel them into a registrant campaign and you can kind of build on it from there. You don't have to have that all figured out right at the beginning.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. You know, a lot of people have an idea of where they want to start and they struggle a little bit on the execution. So I think to your point, starting simple, think of those three most commonly used use cases, right? Events, great example. We're going to invite everybody. If they register, perfect. That's the end, right? They did what we wanted them to do. Success, we win. Maybe then we put them into, now that you've registered, here's all the need to know before you go. Or, hey, we just announced that, you know, a super awesome band is going to be at our opening party. So make sure you spread the word. If they don't register, just setting up that kind of, here's some more information, occasional drip is very easy and an effective way to get started. And then as you see some return on that, you see your members or non-members, whoever you're inviting, start to engage with those communications, being able to branch out a little bit. I think that's where you definitely see an advantage with taking your automation into a tool like HireLogic, in that because we've been in this space for so long, we get you started with those most commonly concepted use cases. You've got your event registration, a simple one that you can absolutely build yourself, and then a more complex one. We have that member onboarding, we've got that member renewal in there ready to go and ready for you to kick off with. But definitely great best practice. And I love that you highlighted that, Kelly, of, you know, here are the three you see the most. Let's start small, basic outreach. And then as you see more engagement or as you see different levels of behaviors, you can start to create those tracks and branch out and really maximize on, you think about a renewal campaign might look different if you have a non-engaged member. They're going to need a little bit more TLCs. So that might be a longer process where instead of starting 60 days out because we feel confident they're going to renew, you know, we're starting 6 months out just with say, hey, don't forget about the value or the benefits of being a member. We haven't seen you at an event in a while. Would love to see you here. So you kind of nurture them a little bit before we start asking for that call to action to renew. And that's where you see a little bit more advanced use cases around automating with marketing automation.
Yeah, I love those examples. And I think that's one of the, like you said, the advanced starter kits from HireLogic, kind of getting folks started, I think is super helpful. Cause then you can kind of leverage what other people have already tested and know works, which
Yes.
is, I mean, I feel like that's what associations do for their members, that they like help them get tips from their peers in their field. And that's what I love about HireLogic as a company, is that, you know, we have the HireLogic user group and stuff where folks can learn from each other and learn from what has been successful for other associations. So definitely kind of a practice what we preach moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think for some associations, or maybe it was my experience, was that there are some associations where you have folks that are a little bit nervous about trying something new. So I wonder if you can talk about some of the common misconceptions about automation that you've encountered and the ways that associations have navigated them.
Yeah, so I hear a lot when I speak with associations around just concerns about letting technology take over, right? And especially as we transition a lot into talks about artificial intelligence and other ways that you can make automation work smarter for you, as there's that technology concern element. And I think backtracking to what we were talking about a little bit towards the beginning of this conversation around not set it and forget it, but set it and monitor it, is that that human factor is still there, right? So yes, you're setting up these automated elements to go out, but you're controlling the narrative. So who's receiving the communication? Double checking to make sure the right members, non-members, people receive the right communications. If something changes, you have the ability to go in there and either stop an automated outreach, make updates or changes to that automated outreach. So you're still in control, even though the automation's behind the scenes doing the work. So I think once that's explained, usually a lot of concerns are tapped down and eased a little bit. I think some of the other kind of concerns or misconceptions that we hear a lot is that you have to be integrated, because some people are like, you know, my AMS doesn't have great data, or it's an old AMS that we customize so much that we can't integrate it. And then they think that automation isn't for them because that integration factor isn't there. But there's definitely that concept of, sure, it takes a little bit more time, right? Because we're going to upload and import or export and import. But again, you have the control of saying this data is good. This is what we want to put in here. Here's where we want to use automation to make this better, easier, more impactful, personalized, whatever that might be. So I think those are probably the two biggest things that we hear. The third one is just, I don't know where to start. right? And if you're using a tool like HireLogic, you know, we've got knowledge and expertise that help you get there. If you're not using a tool like HireLogic, but you still want to automate, there is a plethora of information on the internet that can help you get started, whether it's blogs or just best practices or even tapping into your connections. I think that's a great thing about associations is everybody knows somebody who knows somebody, right? So asking like, hey, I'm trying to do this. Can somebody help me and point me where to start? And people love to offer their advice and best practices and tips and tricks. I think if you take a step back, understand where to start, know that yes, technology can be a little nerve-wracking, but there's still that human factor and you are in complete control. And then we want to make sure we're getting good data in. So if that means you don't integrate right from the beginning, that is okay. Automation is still impactful and hugely important, even if you can't integrate.
Yeah, I think those are great. I love how you kind of address those areas that folks kind of get hung up. And I think an area for me too around that kind of hesitancy, because at my association, people were hesitant to use automation because they were like, well, what if it makes a mistake? And for me, I think one of my explanations around that was like, a person is just as likely to make a mistake. Like,
if not more likely.
Yeah, exactly. The series of like VLOOKUPs I had to do in Excel to get our audience lists ready to upload to our marketing platform before we had our stuff like integrated and automated. That series of VLOOKUPs, like I could have made an error at every step of the way. And I did. Like I did make those errors.
Yeah.
So I was sort of when folks on the board or our executive director was worried about mistakes that technology could make, I was sort of like, I don't want to throw myself under the bus here, but I'm just as likely to make a mistake. And
yeah.
I have. And our members, they like us. So if you make a mistake, it's not like they're immediately going to be like, I hate you now. I'm canceling my membership because you made one. I got one email that was like, not an email that was for me. Like that never happened. And honestly, even the folks that were like a little disgruntled, I feel like they were getting like a little bit of a kick out of saying to us, ooh, you sent the wrong thing. Just like when I see a typo in like a New York Times article or an advertising email from someone else, like I get a little kick out of it.
Or everybody could probably resonate with this one. Like how many times have you sent an email that's supposed to include an attachment and you forgot
yeah.
the attachment, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
then you send a second email saying, so sorry, forgot that attachment. You know, something when you're planning it out, you know that, okay, this third communication is going to include the attachment. Let's make sure we're putting that in there. Or I love that Google Mail now has that ability where it sees that you use the word attachment in the body of the email. So it looks like you were supposed to be sending an attachment here. Did you forget it?
Yeah.
Yes, I did. Let me attach that now. Thank you.
I know. I think Outlook has that now too, and it saves
yes.
me like
oh.
basically every time.
Yes.
So are there any future trends that you anticipate in the realm of online community and marketing automation for associations?
Yeah, so a big topic right now within the association nonprofit space, just from technology in general, is AI, right? I know it's a big focus for us here at HireLogic. How can we make the automation even better? So you think about, you described, right, setting up those different steps and being able to automate that email or that series of emails or communications. What about automating the content inside those emails? So using this modern technology as it gets more and more advanced to say something like a prompt, right? Where I type it, okay, here's my audience. Here's what I want to do. So if it's a welcome message for new members, you know, being able to include a few things in there for personalization and then having an AI bot or some sort of element there spit out a content sample that you can say, yes, I like this, or no, I don't, try again. And then we're saving even more time by, yes, I've got all these emails that are going to go out. I don't have to hit the send button, but now I have a tool that's going to help me generate content for those emails and making it the best that it possibly can be. Again, keeping that human component in control, right? Same thing inside of a community. Instead of having to set up an automation rule or an automated element that might prompt an email to go out to let your engaged members know that there are unanswered posts or threads. If I'm logged into the community and I am an engaged member, getting a little pop-up that say, you know, hey, can you answer this thread? Or next time I log in, you get a little pop-up that says, hey, you don't have a profile picture yet. So less of having to hit them in their inbox and schedule out these automated communications or even automating that workflow where they go, and more so of taking into consideration what they're doing, what they're engaging with, and then using that to help drive what a member's life cycle or journey might look like, helping drive content for those emails and marketing communications that you're sending out. I think that's what's coming next in terms of automation for communities, for marketing, and it's going to be big. I'm excited.
Yeah, I love that because for me as like a marketing and content person, I know staring at that blinking cursor trying to decide what I'm going to draft for an email is the worst. I know there are people, there are writers out there that maybe that doesn't happen to them, but I have not met those folks and I am not one of those folks. So
yeah.
I love that even if I'm going to edit something, like even if a tool like HireLogic or, you know, ChatGPT or any of these tools that can draft content, even if I edit what it drafts, like it's still nice to have something to start from. And it's really awesome to kind of be able to leverage like just the sheer amount of information that tools like that can like parse so quickly that it would take me like an hour, probably more, to like read a bunch of articles to be able to collect that information that I might want to put together. Whereas if I prompt something and I say, oh, I want to craft a really highly effective membership renewal campaign for people who have not really engaged with us, what might that look like? And the system could spit out an example, then at least I could tweak that to be what I want it to be without having to totally come up from with it from scratch.
Yeah, I think that's huge, right? Even if it can get you 50% of the way there, 40% of the way there, that's saving you 40% of the time it would have taken you to put together that on your own, right? So if we can get you part of the way there, and then I said, keeping that human component on it, right? We want you to be in the driver's seat and you want to be in the driver's seat. That's where a hesitation with technology can come into play to make sure that you've got that final say, that it looks exactly how you want it to look, but whatever time it can save, that's a huge element.
Yeah. And I particularly love tools that are kind of like building that into the platform because like, yes, when I'm drafting an email, I could go open ChatGPT or I could open Bing Chat or any number of these other like text generation tools. I could open them separately and then draft in my marketing automation platform. But if my marketing automation platform has it right in there and I don't have to do that, that's great. It's another minute or two saved and I can just edit right in there. I'm using an SEO tool now that does that, drafts like some content right in the platform. And it's awesome not having to like go separately into another tool and work in there and then move it.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. I'm really excited for that stuff coming from HireLogic. I think it's going to be awesome. I love that with our experience, like you referenced before, with our experience with associations, I also think we're just really well positioned to be able to share what we know about this field with our customers who are kind of like our members. So being able to share the information that we know about association marketing and community management, I think is really awesome. So I feel like we've covered a lot of different types of association automation ideas and things for people to start from. I wonder if you have any final pieces of advice or insights that you want to share with our listeners who are exploring the potential of automation for themselves.
Yeah, I think the biggest piece of advice, right, that I talk to people about as we have conversations around automation is just to embrace what's available, right? We talked a little bit about fears and misconceptions and just being comfortable with what technology has brought into the space. You know, a lot of people in associations, they've been doing what they've been doing for a while and change can be a little scary, but just be open to learning what's new. Tap into your resources to figure out what's going to be the best fit for your organization and to start small. So by no means am I saying go in and automate everything that you have going on and just let technology take control, but start small, look at where you can maybe automate a few things here and there, find those time savers, and then as things are working for you, start to grow a little bit more and really just put in automation wherever it's going to make sense in your day-to-day because it's going to be different for everybody.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, Devin, and for sharing your expertise and your knowledge around this with our listeners.
Yeah, I'm excited to share even more at Superforum. I'll be presenting with one of our senior advisors, Rachel Smith. So we've got some good content and some hands-on learning during that session in the National Harbor.
Yeah. For those interested, Superforum 2024 is April 10th to 12th in National Harbor, Maryland. And like Devin said, she's going to be sharing in her session some tips for folks looking to set up automation. And we also have a ton of other sessions to help with your day-to-day work in association fields. And a bunch of our sessions recently qualified for CAE credits, so you can check that out on the agenda. So thanks again for coming on the show, Devin.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kelly. I appreciate it.